This is Archer of Archer.com. Today is Sunday, November 22nd, 2009. I don't know how to get started. It was just the weekend. I went to the boyfriend's house this weekend, and we did several things. But anyway, on Friday, oops, I just dropped my glasses. On Friday night, we went to our favorite liquor store slash wine shop, Pearson's. And we were hoping to taste some new wines, but they were having a whiskey tasting going on. And of course, we have absolutely no interest in tasting whiskey, so we did not taste them. But I had seen on their website that the Beaujolais Nouveaux, or Beaujolais, have been released, and I wanted to taste them, but they didn't have tasting going on. But luckily, we saw one of our favorite wine guys there, and I asked him about the Beaujolais, and then he showed us where they were, and then the boyfriend asked if they had any open. And he said, oh, yes, I have like two open, so you can taste those. So we did our own little tasting, like right in the aisle of the Beaujolais area. And the George Dubuff, I bought a case of their, yes, George Dubuff 2009 Beaujolais. And what that says here is, the ever-popular George Dubuff, who makes more delicious French Beaujolais than any other producer. At George Dubuff's 8,000 to 10,000 samples are tasted each year, analyzed, and referenced. George has been single-handedly responsible for Beaujolais Nouveau's international popularity and for keeping everyone in Beaujolais working. No wonder he is called the King of Beaujolais. The 40th anniversary edition, with the red fruit and flowery aromas, this year's wine will be memorable. And it was a little bit more expensive than I thought. It was $9.99 a bottle, but I went ahead and bought a case because I loved it. And I completely agree with that. It's a fruity nose and a flowery aromas. Yeah, I agree with that completely. So we tasted the Domaine, I don't know how to say it, Dubuffet, whatever. That was okay, but that was $13 a bottle. And I like the George Dubuff because I think I got a case of this last year. Too, but the last year it was only $6, but this one's better this year. So anyway, Beaujolais is a wine that's only released in the winter months, and you have to drink it right away. It's not like anything that you put down to age or to enjoy in 5 years. You have to drink it the same year you buy it, and basically you need to drink it by the summertime. So I got a case, and we will definitely drink it by the summertime. So we did that, went to Pearson's, and then after that we came home, and the boyfriend made chicken and pasta in a special glaze sauce he made pretty much for himself. I just had my chicken and pasta, and it was good. Oh my God, it was so good. And we actually had a bottle of the Grey Ghost. That was Saturday night. We had, I can't remember which wine we had. But we had wine with dinner on Saturday or Friday night, and I can't remember what it was. So anyway, then we were dead tired, and I think I went to bed. I was in bed by like 10:30 on Friday night because I've been so tired, and I think I figured out why I'm so tired. I mean, I've been so tired for weeks now, and I figured it out. At least I think I have. I think, I stopped drinking regular Coke. Excuse me. I got a tickle in my throat. I stopped drinking regular Coke about 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. I can't remember exactly when. And I'm drinking the caffeine-free Coke now because, my doctor wants me to avoid caffeine because of the little flutter in my heart, so blah, blah, blah. I am drinking the caffeine-free Coke, and regular Coke was keeping me awake because now that I have no caffeine in my body, I am tired all the time. I cannot tell you. Literally by 10 o'clock, I am passing out and need to go right to sleep. So, So anyway, on Friday night, I went to sleep and boyfriend did the dishes and finished some wine and he joined me. So then on Saturday, we snuggled a little later than usual and got up and had some pancakes for breakfast. And then we got ready and we went to a winery in Maryland called Sugarloaf Mountain Vineyard. We have been there once before. We think it was 2 or 3 years ago. I can't really remember. But we wanted to go to a winery, but we wanted to go someplace close. And this one's only about 40 minutes away. So we drove up to Central Maryland and went to Sugarloaf, I think it's Central Maryland, Sugarloaf Mountain Winery, and tasted all their wines. And actually we got to talk to the owner, the winery owner, and he told us all about what stuff's going on with them and what kind of plantings they have and all this kind of stuff. And then we had our lunch there and had a bottle of the Chardonnay, which was not bad at all. And brought home about half of it because we couldn't drink it all. And then when we got home, of course, I was tired, so we did some snuggles. We snuggled for like an hour and a half, and it was so nice. And then the boyfriend went to church in the evening. I changed his toilet seat. He had bought a new toilet seat and asked me to change it for him. And of course, that only took like maybe 10 minutes at the most while he was at church. And then I watched TV. Then when he came back, we had filet mignon and rice. I forget what kind of rice. What is it called? Long grain wild rice, I guess it was. And that's the one we had, the Grey Ghost Cabernet Sauvignon 2006 with the steak. And it was good. I think I even tweeted about it. Or did I tweet about the white? I don't remember. No, I think it was the Grey Ghost. Anyway, we had the meal was delicious. It was very good. I hadn't had red meat since I went to the doctor October 16th. So it was nice to have a little chunk of red meat. Then after that, we had the boyfriend had a movie that he got from Netflix that has been sitting on his TV stand for about a month, and it was The Reader, and we keep forgetting to watch it, so we watched it on Saturday night, and that was actually a pretty good movie. I can't remember if what's her name. No, I can't even think of her name. I'll just look up The Reader. Oh my God, here we go. I'm yawning. Sorry, I know that's loud. God, I sound like Big Fatty. Okay, now I want to look up The Reader because I can't think of the lady's name. Is it Kate Winslet? I think it is Kate Winslet. Let me see. Click on this. Yes, it's yes, Kate Winslet. Let's see. Did she get nominated for an Oscar for that? I don't remember, to tell you the truth. The boyfriend was asking me if he thought she got nominated for an Oscar, and I don't remember. There goes my chair. Let's see. If I look at her, don't they list all her awards? Oh, they don't have it. I think she won the Oscar for that. I'm not sure. Excuse me. Oh, no. There you go. Oscar awards. Won the Oscar. Another 37 wins in 16. Ooh, did she win it for... Did she win it? Oh, yes. Performance by an actress in a leading role. Yes. Good for her. Is this her second... Is this Kate Winslet's second Academy Award? Nominated... No, she's been nominated 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times. And then she finally won in 2008, or the movie for 2008. Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, the boyfriend and I watched the movie, and we actually really got into it. We were paying attention to it. I was not falling asleep or anything. It was a really good movie. Plus, the guy was kind of cute in that movie, too. So, of course, we liked that. So then, of course, after that, we went to bed because I was tired. But that was a good movie. If you have not seen The Reader, you should see it. Then we went to bed. And then this morning got up and had to get moving because the boyfriend's parents are coming in town. Their flight came in at 11 o'clock this morning, and so the boyfriend left at 10 o'clock, or like, I don't know, 10 after so, to go pick up his parents from the airport. And I came home because they had their things to do, and I didn't want to be in their way. So they're coming into town, or they came into town today, and the boyfriend went to pick them up, and they're going to be here for 10 days. So I'll get to see them on Thanksgiving, which, of course, will be nice and good to see them again. I haven't seen them since September when we did the harvesting at Grey Ghost. So, yeah. Anyway, so that was the weekend, and when I came home today, of course, I did my laundry and the dishwasher and cleaned up, took out the recycling, took out the trash, and did a whole bunch of stuff. Now, moving on to a completely different topic, I hinted at this during the week on my blog about purchasing a Wii and a Wii Fit, because I want to, begin to get into a little bit of exercise, just move a little bit. I know you cannot do major exercise with the Wii Fit, but I'm going to just do something. I'm going to do something besides just sitting here. Anyway, so I ordered it on Monday, and it came on Thursday, so I've only had a chance to play with it once, but I set it up on Thursday and went through the body test thing, and I am way too fat, and my BMI is way too high, and my little me is way too fat. But I'm telling you, I think I like the Wii Sports better than the Wii Fit, because the Wii Fit has all these, new age kind of, I say that, but it's probably not true, like yoga and stretching and strength training, all these different things where you stand on the board, and I don't know if I'll use that very much, although I tried this afternoon to do a little bit, and it's really hard if you don't have balance, and I obviously do not have very good balance, so I have to work on it. But no, I got a comment, I think it was a comment on the website, or was it an email? I think it was a comment. Let's see, there's a comment. Oh yeah, Mike Perry says, can you post a picture of your me? Mike Perry, I don't know how to do that. If anyone knows how to, how I can get a picture of my me off of the Wii and put it on my computer to show you, please let me know, because my Wii is not connected to the internet. I don't have I should try to do it wirelessly with my Mac. I have to think about that. But I don't know how to do it. I mean, I haven't discovered all the menu items and all that kind of stuff on there. So, excuse me. If someone can tell me how to get a picture, a copy of my me off of the Wii, so that I can post it on my computer, please let me know. Give me a call or a message or something. Let me know, because that'd be cool. Because my me looks terrible. It's really fat, which I expected it to be anyway. So anyway, that's something I'm playing with. It's like my own. I bought myself a Christmas present. To tell you the truth, that's really what that was. So I got that, and I'm playing with it. And I did play with the Wii Sports, and I am really good at the bowling on the Wii Sports. I got a 164 the very first time I played it. I got a 164. I got, I think it was 4 strikes throughout the whole 10 frames. Can't remember exactly. Anyway, I'm going to be playing that one again, most definitely. Now, over the weekend, the boyfriend and I were watching, not on TV, but through the news updates on the Post website and stuff like that, Senate... I didn't keep my chair still. It's making too much noise. I don't even know if you can hear that. Anyway, about the Senate getting the 60 votes that were needed to debate the health bill. Now, I don't know. Of course, I don't know the procedures of when the bills... I don't know the exact procedures, but why do you have to vote on having a debate about the bill? Why don't you just have a debate? I find that a huge waste of time, because they spend all their time working the crowds and working the different senators to have them agree to do the debate, and then they're going to spend the next month or so, debating it and tearing it apart and all that kind of stuff. I mean, just get on with it. Why does the federal government work so freaking slow? It drives me crazy. But anyway, I was glad to see that they were able to get the 60 votes in the Senate, and now they will be able to debate it. That's a good thing. So, moving on along to other things, did you know, well, of course you do know, that this week it is Thanksgiving, and Thanksgiving is my absolute favorite holiday, Because I like the fact that they can't commercialize it very much, in terms of like you don't buy presents, you don't, you know, there's like no major celebrations. It's just your family. Well, of course, I'll be joining the boyfriend's family, because my mother went down to Tennessee to see my stay with my sister for 2 weeks. So she's having Thanksgiving down there. Excuse me. So yeah, I'll be doing it with the boyfriend and his family, well, his mom and dad, as I told you, they're in town. But Thanksgiving's my favorite holiday just because I like the history of it. I like the good feeling, the colors of the holiday. I just love it. It's my favorite holiday. Now I'm watching currently right now, the history of Thanksgiving on the History Channel, which I absolutely love. I watch this every year. Well, I got on, please forgive me, I've got such a tickle in my throat. Anyway, so I got on iTunes, and I was able to find, I was looking for a movie. I put in Home for the Holidays, and this history thing came up, and they were selling them for $1.99 per episode, and they have five different episodes of different, like the history of Halloween, the history of Thanksgiving, the history of Christmas, the history of St. Patrick's Day, and the history of Independence Day. So you could buy them individually for $1.99 or the whole pack for $9.95. So I went ahead and downloaded the whole kit and caboodle of those, and I'm going to be watching them at my leisure whenever I want. But I love that show because I like the history part of Thanksgiving. So yeah. What will you be doing for Thanksgiving? Will you be having dinner with friends, with family? What are you going to do? I'd be interested to hear. I'll be at the boyfriend's house. Not for the whole day. I'm going to go like at noon, and I'll probably be home by 8 or so. I'm not going to overstay my welcome with his parents there, because they'll probably be tired. Anyway, so that's what I'm doing for Thanksgiving, and I love this week. This is a nice short week. We only have 3 days this week, and actually on Wednesday, we get out of school 2 hours early for the holiday. Yay! So, I can't wait. Can't wait. I love it, love it, love it. Anyway, this last thing, I have a voicemail from Anthony from Ashanti No Lemon, and I don't even know if they are still podcasting because I no longer listen to them, but Anthony has an email. I mean, a voicemail. And I'm going to play it right now, and then I will answer his questions afterwards. So listen to this voicemail from Anthony.
Archer, this is Anthony. I haven't talked to you in a while. I wanted to see him. Well, actually, I'm calling because I'm making the rounds. I'm doing shameless plugs and basically asking your listeners, if they have been voted in the podcast awards, to please vote for Gailey Ford. Basically, this show started by Benji and his crew. And by, you know, me producing in the background, basically was nominated for Podcast Awards. And these kids have put together a lot of work, a lot of research, and worked really hard to basically promote a show that is actually getting somewhere and getting lots of acclaim. So if your listeners haven't checked it out, please go check it out. There's my shameless plug. And if they haven't voted, or if they're doing a little voting on a rotation daily thing, please vote for Gailey Ford. That being said, I was listening to your latest show, and okay, so you have something in your liver. Obvious question. Did your doctor tell you to cut back on the alcohol? I mean, I know you love wine, but have we, you know, maybe the obvious is right under your nose. I don't know. Does this mean you need to stop drinking, or what's going on? So hoping that you're better, hoping that it's nothing, you know, major, and hoping that you are well and stay well. So that being said, this is Anthony from Ashanti No Lemon and various other shows saying talk to you later. Bye.
Well, Anthony, thank you very much for the message. As you heard me say, I do not listen to your podcast anymore. And I don't listen to Gailey Forward, so I know you're telling my listeners, but I don't listen to Gailey Forward, so I really can't say that I would vote for them. Plus, I think most of the people who listen to my podcast probably listen to Big Fatty, and if they're going to vote, they're probably going to vote for Big Fatty. I mean, I don't know that for sure, but that's what I'm guessing. I've voted for Big Fatty a couple times, but I have not been very good at regularly voting for him. even though I would love to see him win. But anyway, I guess we could do a thing where we vote for Gailey Ford one day and Big Fatty the next day. I don't know. Something like that. And I'll leave that up to my listeners. They can decide who to vote for. And if they listen to Gailey Ford and they like it, they can vote for him. I mean, you know, whatever. They can do whatever they want. But anyway, and then, Anthony, you asked questions about my liver and my drinking. Well, the lesions or the whatever, the things on my livers, on my livers, on my liver, are not affected by alcohol. They are supposedly from, I've had them from birth, is what she says. But so they're not affected by the alcohol. So she didn't say anything about drinking for the liver. But what she did say is she would like me to avoid alcohol for my heart thing, my heart flutter thing. So the boyfriend and I did some research and found that I could have 1 to 2 drinks, 1 to 2 6-ounce glasses. I think it said a day, but I don't drink even nearly that much. I only drink on the weekends or if I'm with a boyfriend during the week. So I'm already drinking well below what the recommendation is. So, you know, I'm okay with that. And she didn't say I had to stop drinking alcohol. She just said avoid it, which means, you know, probably cut back. So anyway, Anthony, those are the answers to your questions. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for plugging the Gailey Ford. You know what I'm going to have to do now? Now that I'm hearing from you again, I'm going to have to go back to listening to Ashanti No Lemon and Gailey Ford. I'll check them out and maybe add them to my podcasting listening list. Because I don't know if you were listening back a couple months ago, Anthony, but I gave up the majority of podcasts listening. So I've been slowly adding them back. And I might add yours back next. So anyway, so thank you, Anthony. Now, that's about all I have for today, boys and girls. I might podcast again on Thursday after Thanksgiving to tell you about the festivities at the boyfriend's house with his parents and then whatever I had the rest of the week. But back to the we. If you know how I can get my me off of the we, please call the voicemail line or send me an email and let me know how to do it, because I don't know how to do it. All right, boys and girls, I hope you had a great weekend, and I hope you have a great Thanksgiving, because I won't podcast before then. So, boys and girls, until next time, bye.